Perspective. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Immersed in discussions about successes with remote viewing with Dr. Russell Targ. His book is The Reality of ESP, A Physicist's Proof of Psychic Abilities. Before we get into more case-specific things, and we got a lot of questions from our listeners, Dr. Targ, I want to ask you more about the mechanisms here. So, okay, we can see the future, supposedly, in this kind of practice. We see things that are going to happen. So is the future, therefore, preordained, or are there other kinds of futures, other variations? And I say that, say you see an accident that's going to happen 5 hours from now. Can you prevent that accident from occurring, or will it happen anyway and there's no way to get around it?
Well, different people have different opinions on that. One case where somebody did prevent an accident is we had a contract monitor who had worked with us for several years, and he was in Detroit doing something different with his partner, and he had a horrifying dream. He dreamt that he was in an airplane crash, a big ball of fire, and he was burned to death, scared the hell out of him. The next day, he told his partner, you know, something's come up. I don't think I can go with you on the next leg of our trip. I have to do something further here, but I'll drive you to the airport. Because even in the CIA, people don't want to appear to be a sissy to cancel a trip based on a scary dream. We just said, I'll see you later. He drove him to the airport, and as he was driving away from the airport, he saw the plane crash at the end of the runway, killing everybody but a little child. And I happen to know a lot about this crash because in my next incarnation, I was working on airplane safety, and I know exactly why this plane crashed. There were a number of unfortunate things that all piled up, a hot day, short runway, lots of people. The pilot making a date with the stewardess forgot to set the flaps, so he took off under difficult conditions, and wind shear brought down the airplane, killing everybody. It was like this plane was karmically destined to crash. There were like five different arrows all pushing in the direction of this airplane crashing. And my contract monitor had a dream about not getting on the airplane. So
basically then, if the pilot had this dream and he saw what was going to happen, could he have stopped it? Could he have said, you know what, I'm not going to fly today. I really feel I'm compromised, or I have something better to do, or I woke up with the flu.
I think he could have done that. We don't know whether you see the probable future or the actual future. It's a hot topic in ESP research. People have done experiments and gotten different answers. This is a case where somebody dreamt about dying in a plane crash, changed his action, and didn't die. So that's an important event because we know a lot about what happened. Those canceling your flight. I mean, he's a working CIA agent. And he had to actually cancel his flight and do something different. So he had seen a lot of psychic stuff in our lab, so he was motivated to actually go out on a limb and not get on that airplane. Now, what I believe is that what he dreamt about was the fireball of the crashing airplane and then dramatized that by putting himself in it. So he did not have to die in the plane crash to dream about the plane crash. Now, I've done experiments where somebody had to describe the object I will show him in a group of six possible objects, one of which turns out to be very likely to be shown, and there are five others which are much less likely. And what I wanted to know is, will the presence of a very likely object prevent you from seeing the less likely one when the less likely one is chosen? And the answer is no. So that what that means is that if everyone knows the market is going to crash tomorrow, all the financiers know that it's going to crash.
They're going to get out today and crash it early.
That's right. So that's the likely thing that's going to happen. But that may not actually happen. Some other thing may happen overnight in China causing the market to go up. So the fact that everyone believes that it's going to go down does not interfere with your predicting that it's going to go up if that's what really happened. So the short answer, you see the actual future and not the probable future.
Fair enough. Okay. The mechanism here, what is causing this ability to exist in the first place? Are we a part, for example, to suggest something of a universal consciousness, that there is a universal awareness, you can call it God or anything you want, or a computerized simulation? Doesn't matter. We don't even know right now, and maybe we can't know. But is there that source of information available to everyone, like a universal consciousness?
The short answer is information is available to everyone as though it's a universal consciousness. A better explanation is that it's as though we're part of a hologram in which everything is connected to everything else. The Buddhists back in the time of Christ said that separation is an illusion, that you have super knowledge available. You can see into the distance, see into the future, diagnose the illness, heal the sick, variety of other things, talk to deceased people. That information is all available. And the modern physics would say that we live in a non-local space-time. Now, the idea of non-locality is a product of the space and time in which we live. One example that's getting a lot of press lately is entangled particles, where two photons are born together, go off in opposite directions at the speed of light, and you can grab the one on the left, and that affects the one on the right. And special relativity says that's impossible. Einstein famously said that won't work, that the spooky connection at a distance, and then in 1970 it was shown to work. So the idea of entangled particles is now established. Nobody doubts that. And that's a manifestation of the fact we live in a non-local space-time. And what the Buddhists would say is that consciousness is entangled just as the photons are, because of the nature of the space and time we live in. So although you and I are separated by 1,000 miles, let's say, our consciousness is not separated at all. There's a path through the complex space-time that we live in. If I have to take the train, it's going to be 1,000 miles. But because we live in a complex space-time, mathematically complex, there will always be a path off of the material plane, and that total path is zero. I can always find a path of zero distance between you and me, or between me and the future. So it's as though we live in an interconnected world. And again, the Buddhists described this at the time of Christ as the net of Indra. Indra was one of the Hindu deities who threw a net over the whole universe. At each intersection in the net, there was a reflecting stone that reflected each of the other jewels. So the model is, you could look at, this is a Buddhist model from 2,000 years ago.
It sounds like a hologram.
That sounds exactly like a hologram. That you could look in any jewel at the intersection of the net and see any other jewel in the net covering the whole universe. And that's a description of the experience of a psychic person. So for 2,000 years, principally Buddhists have been describing the kind of things that you can see if you quiet your mind. And the model that's preferred is not seeing into the distance, but the model that for consciousness there is no separation.
Yeah, this gets into some very philosophical, metaphysical areas that
fits the data.
Yeah, data suggests something that's supported by quantum physics, and I've always wondered why mainstream science has such a hard time reconciling this. Why skeptics say there is no proof at all of psychic abilities, that's balderdash and this sort of thing. And reading your book, there is example after example after example of cases where this has been proven to be real, and you can replicate it.
We have to be replicated right now. We're talking to Dr. Russell Targ with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're replicating ourselves at a record pace here. We have Dr. Russell Targ joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Really glad to have him aboard. So many thousands of questions, and Chris was entering into the philosophical aspects.
Well, I'm just wondering why it's such a tough sell to mainstream academia and mainstream science, or at least it has been up until this point. I think your book is the ultimate tool for someone to show a skeptic that their skeptical view is not correct, that these abilities are real and you can prove it.
Yeah, my idea in writing this book is that it's something you could give to a skeptic and say, here's the data. The evidence for psychic ability, especially as we did it at Stanford, our evidence is 10 times greater than the evidence that aspirin prevents heart attacks. That is,
I love that analogy.
NIH stopped the experiment to see whether you should give men aspirin to prevent heart attack. They stopped it because the proof was so overwhelming that aspirin is good for you, it would be unethical to withhold the medicine. Our data is 10 times stronger than the NIH data.
Wow. And if you read the book, listeners, you will see that this is how science is done. I mean, the replication of some of these experiments is jaw-dropping. And we're talking about odds of billions to one. I think in one example, you said it's like throwing, for one particular experiment, it's like having a handful of 70 pennies, throwing them up in the air. And what are the odds that they all land heads? that's the kind of statistical data that you've been.
Well, that's the data from the Princeton experiment. Robert John, who's dean of engineering at Princeton, did more than 400 remote viewing experiments and found that they work remarkably well. And he's the one who showed that it's no harder to look hours, days, or weeks into the future than it is to describe where the person is hiding on campus. That showed that time going into the future makes absolutely no difference in the accuracy or reliability. Whether or not you believe that kind of thing, that's what the data shows very strongly.
Well, and how come someone like a Sylvia Brown and some of these newspaper astrologists are wrong so many times? Maybe they should take one of your classes and get a little better handle on their talents or lack of talent.
Well, the street corner psychic has a harder time than we have because they're trying to name things. They're
right.
Trying to say exactly when you're going to find your boyfriend, what he looks like. There are a number of things. In general, the Sylvia Brown kind of person knows too much about the situation to start with. So it invites them to engage in guessing and trying to name things. In a way, you said, why don't people accept psychic ability? And it's like Gresham's law in finance that is counterfeit money drives out good money. Once counterfeit money begins to appear, everybody gets rid of their cash and goes into gold.
Right.
And in psychic research, it's the Sylvia Browns and the fortune-telling columns in the newspaper that discredits us. Is Madam Catherine on the corner who will read your palm, who makes ridiculous the work across the street at 10. We had that. That is, Madam Catherine, the palm reader, was right across El Camino Real from Stanford Research Institute, where we had an EFP program. Madam Catherine was a bigger problem for us than all the skeptics.
Yeah, it only takes one bad apple to spoil the bunch, as they say. Well,
our data is very strong now, and people are replicating our work all over the world.
Well, you mentioned a very interesting experiment that you did when you started a company where you actually looked at these silver's futures market and prognosticated the rise and fall of silver prices. And actually, I think the figure was you made $120,000 for the company. Is that correct? Why don't you give us a little background on that?
Yeah, that was a lot of money in 1982 when we did
that. Well, I'll say.
We were forecasting whether silver futures would go up or down, and we made a forecast every week as to whether that would happen toward the end of the year, and we decided we would forecast December silver 9 times in a row. We've decided from our experience that 9 trials of anything is about the most you want to do before your viewer gets bored. And the experimenters get bored.
Right.
Now, it would be nice if you could just look up psychically and read the number on the big board at the commodity exchange a week in the future. Say, Joe, here we are now on Monday. Can you tell me what silver is going to trade for on Friday? That would be nice, but Joe can't do that. What Joe can do is I can say, I'm going to put something in your hand on Friday. Of an interesting object. I don't know what it is, but our broker will give you an interesting object on Friday. can you describe that object? And he can do that very, very well. And what the broker would have on his desk down in Montgomery Street is he would have four objects associated with four possible market conditions. The market could go up a little, up a lot, down a little, or down a lot, the four states. And he might have four different objects associated each week with those market conditions. So I'll sit with Joe and say, here we are Monday morning. On Friday afternoon, I'm going to put something in your hand. Can you describe what I'm going to put in your hand? And he'll say, well, I see something that's round, and it's kind of floppy. It's got a funny smell. Actually, this thing is kind of disgusting. I got this round, floppy, weird object. And from my point of view, that's an excellent description because it's all about his feeling and his experience of the object. He doesn't try and name it. He just tells me what he's experiencing. So I'll call up John, the broker, and say, okay, I have a pretty good description. What are your objects? And he said, if the market goes up a lot this week, I'll show you a champagne bottle. If it goes up a little, I'll show you a Dixie cup. If it goes down a little, I'll show you a book. If it goes down a lot, I'll show you my leftover pancake from breakfast. And I would say to him, it looks like we have a very good description of your leftover pancake. And based on that, we would put $30,000 into the market selling silver short. No fundamentals, no prediction. If Joe saw the pancake, we would sell silver. And that's what we did 9 weeks in a row correctly.
Wow. Sean David Morton probably should have taken your class instead of losing $6 million on his psychic predictions.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that he did not get out of the market because many psychics didn't get out of the market. A lot of people got out of the market.
Yeah, but his psychic abilities do not exist. So let's leave it at that. I think one of the things I'm asking here is that it doesn't look like it's a direct piece of information. You have to kind of say, well, look at the consequences of the event as opposed to the event itself to get a picture of what's going on. Correct me if I'm wrong. We have Dr. Russell Targ joining us. The book is called The Reality of ESP, A Physicist's Proof of Psychic Abilities, of which I have none except for that World Trade Center event. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast a little bit later, we'll be asking your questions. There are many. We have Dr. Russell Targ joining us. We're talking about psychic abilities, and you got the sense of my question here, Dr. Targ, that when you describe the results, it's not like, tell me whether silver is going to go up and down. It's like talking of the consequences of any event.
Well, with silver, that's a numerical thing, and we know that you can't read numbers or letters off the board. You can describe specific things. Like the thing that's most easy to do is I'm sitting in a lab with a psychic, and I say, can you describe what it looks like where we're going to take you 2 hours, even though that place is not yet chosen. And she will say, I see something like a manicured garden. I see little trees and pathways going through these well-manicured trees. That's at 10 o'clock. The guy with the computer is still parked in the parking lot in the basement of SRI. He hasn't moved yet. He's going to wait till 11 o'clock. Then he'll hit his random number generator, which will send him to one of 60 possible places. He will look at that for a half hour, and then at noon, we will all go to his place. So that when my viewer is describing the manicured garden, that manicured garden has not yet been chosen, but then at noon, I feel like I'm caught in the Matrix because I'm playing her tape recording talking about the manicured garden. And there we are behind Stanford Hospital walking through a manicured garden, and Hella is saying, I see trees that are trimmed very beautifully, and there are paths walking among them, and we're walking on the path. So if you ask the right kind of question, then your psychic can give you a very detailed, appropriate answer. It doesn't have to be a metaphysical or a conditional answer. If you ask a good question, then the viewer, look, for example, one of the questions we had is, a Russian bomber has crashed somewhere in North Africa. There are code books on it, maybe an atomic bomb. We would like it to find it before the Russians. Where is it? And Joe McMonagall was able to sit down with a map of North Africa, quiet his mind, visualize the river, follow the river, and said, well, there are mountains to the east and the village to the west, and I see the plain between the village and the river. He put a circle on the map. CIA, the Interpol dispatched a ground crew, and they found the airplane before the Russians.
That's how
we paid the rent for a decade.
Speaking of paying the rent here, is it possible to do the following? I'm going to Las Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to the Sands. I'm going to go to the gambling tables. I'm going to play blackjack. Can I see what's going to happen? So that way,
yes,
the $10,000 I have to invest
in gambling.
I can
tell you how to do that.
Sure.
That's my favorite. It happens to be my favorite game at Las Vegas, and I can tell you how to win. And they might throw you out after a while because they won't like what you're doing, but you can move to another table.
Well, I look at it this way. If I leave with a couple hundred thousand dollars from my day's work, I don't think I'd mind being thrown out.
Well, the way this works, assuming you're a moderately skillful blackjack player, if you're a moderately skillful blackjack player, then you will slowly lose all your money. But you can play for quite a while because it's almost a fair game. Now, the kind of table you're looking for is a table that will let you play anything between $10 and $100. And there are many tables like that that you can vary your bet. So you're sitting there, they're about to deal your cards, and the first thing you have to do is put down some chips. In those cases where you feel optimistic, you just have a good feeling, I'm going to be a happy experience, you bet a lot of money. If you don't have that happy experience, you bet a small amount of money, and then you play your ordinary hand. And what you find is that in the times when you get blackjack, you know that you're going to have a happy feeling a minute in the future. And what you can do is modulate the amount of money you bet in accordance with how you're going to feel at a later time. And this strategy has no downside at all. And that's because, let's say you had no ESP whatsoever, then you would be randomly modulating your bet. Some days you'd bet $10. Some moments you would bet $10. Other moments you'd bet $100. If you have no ESP, that would just be a random factor. On the other hand, if you won on the times when you bet $100 and you lost on the times when you bet $10, then you'll make a lot of money quickly. Now, the dealer is going to get suspicious and say, what are you doing there? Why are you changing your bet? And you just have to tell them, well, sometimes I feel like I'm going to win, sometimes I'm going to feel like I'm going to lose, and that's what I'm doing. And what happens is that this works quite well, and other people will begin to cover you. Those people around you will say, yeah, I think you're going to win, and will cover your bet. With this strategy, you're going to draw a crowd, and it works very well in blackjack. I've used this in craps as well. Just stand by the come line, and when I feel a person is going to win, I'll just drop all my chips on the win line, and more frequently than not, they'll actually win on that moment.
So I can see you're rolling in dollars now that you're almost as rich as Bill Gates, right?
That's right.
Seriously speaking here, okay, if this can be demonstrated...
Las Vegas, take this as a homework assignment. If you're going to Las Vegas, then actually try this. You can report back on this precognitive gambling. You simply bet more on the hands where you think you're going to win. Isn't that a simple strategy?
Yeah. When you go into Vegas next, Russell, I'd love to tag along.
Well, not for a while.
Well, let's change gears a little bit. I've got a bunch of interesting questions from the listeners at forum.theparacast.com. And there's an interesting question from Jeff Davis, who's one of our more recent additions to our forum family. And he said, Dr. Targ, a case in point, April 27th, 1973, Ingo Swann remote views the planet Jupiter. 10 years later, via hard and verified scientific evidence garnered by mechanical space probes, we find out that not only was Mr. Swann there, but the accuracy of his measurements and geological remote reporting were spot on and hypothetically surpassed the accessible details made available via the space probes themselves.
That's
Do you want to give
true.
us a, Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that, and then also some of the other off-planet remote viewing attempts that were made by Ingo and others.
Well, that's one of the examples that we started out asking Ingo to describe the object in the box, the object in the next room, and he said that the trivialization of my ability, I could focus my attention anywhere in the universe. Why would I, if I want to look in the next room, I'll open the door. And in this case, NASA had just started supporting our work, and they proposed, we're sending the Pioneer spacecraft to Jupiter. Can you describe what we'll find? And Ingo sat down with Hal Puthoff, and in the course of his meditation, he said, as I'm coming in toward Jupiter, I see a ring of ice crystals shining in the sun. It's very beautiful, about 50,000 miles out from the surface of the planet. I see this big ring of crystals. Now, it's much thinner than the crystal, than the dust around Saturn, but it's several rings of crystals shining beautifully in the sun, and he drew all that. In my new book, in the Reality of ESP, I show his drawings and the complete narrative. So he was able to move millions of miles. Yeah, I don't know how far Jupiter is. Jupiter might be a billion miles away. And he described that from a physicist's point of view. He described it in real time on Jupiter. That is to say, Jupiter is like 40 light minutes away. He wasn't describing what it looks like in 40 minutes. He's looking at what it looks like right now.
And right now we have to do this break. We have Dr. Russell Targ joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Dr. Russell Targ, author of The Reality of ESP, you're on with Gene and Chris. And we've been starting to pepper Dr. Targ with questions from our listeners. You want to follow up further on the question, Dr. Targ, before we go to the next one?
Well, the viewing of the ring around Jupiter is very exciting because no one knew about that, and it took several years for us to get feedback. And Price made a drawing, and in my book, in The Reality of ESP, I show up Price's drawings together with the NASA photograph, and Swan had the dimensions right, had the whole story correct before anybody in the universe knew about that except for the people living on Jupiter, because it's not observable from Earth.
Yeah, we didn't know that Jupiter had rings until the space probe got there, Pioneer got
That's
there,
right.
And then some of those dramatic pictures, I remember, a lot of scientists were surprised that Jupiter had a ring, and Ingo figured it out a number of years before.
Yeah, Ingo Swann's psychic ability got there first.
Now, I do recall reading somewhere that he also found structures, or remote viewed structures on the backside of the moon, or the and other things. Do you want to describe some of the more controversial things that he's supposedly picked up on out there in space?
Well, Ingo wrote a book called Penetrations, where very exciting book where he was working with the CIA and saw a UFO take off and followed it and described many structures on the other side of the moon where there's a large UFO camp built. Of course, none of that has been verified. So I, as a scientist, I can say, well, the gripping story is Penetration story, but it has not been verified. Nobody's ever said that's correct. And Ingo is also a skillful science fiction writer. So I have no opinion on whether or not there are structures on Mars. We're going to have to wait and see.
It's pretty intriguing.
Ingo always equivocates on the truth of that.
Yeah, and it's really sad that we lost him recently. I know you were very close with Ingo, and you knew him for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. We were friends for 40 years. Ingo started the program in 1972. He taught Hal and me how to do remote viewing. 72, so it's 40 years ago we've been doing remote viewing.
Yeah. Well, Bernd State, who is one of our more active posters at forum.theparacast.com, also has a question that's kind of a follow-up to the previous one. Says Ingo Swann claimed to have remote viewed alien structures on the moon and alien creatures with psi faculties while working for an unknown government agency. His book, which you've described about these events, claimed that there were not only aliens in disguise on this planet, but that secret agencies were well aware of these and were using psi powers as part of their own investigation into these offworlders. Do you place any personal stock in these claims? And if so, why have we not heard more about remote viewing in the past decade? or any other substantiating claims to confirm either aliens in our midst or that remote viewing has the ability to produce reliable results in this regard?
Well, that's a many-part question. First of all, I don't believe the government agencies have any psychic powers to do anything at all. That is, our program ended in 1995, and it was run by a group of courageous and highly intelligent people. And as I look at our government right now, I don't see a lot of courage or intelligence. So I think that people don't have the moral strength to pursue something as controversial as psychic abilities. With regard to aliens running around, there's certainly a lot of valid research in UFOs that make it look as though something like UFOs are around interacting with researchers and people on the ground. But I think the evidence is very strong that there is something like UFOs. And I don't know what it is. And I would not take penetration, I would not take Ingo's book as a particular guide for what to do next, because I don't know if he's pulling your leg or whether that's really something he saw.
Yeah, fair enough. Another interesting group of questions is in regard to Uri Geller. And he was one of the people that early on at SRI you studied. And I have a number of questions here. Do you think that Uri Geller still possesses the abilities he demonstrated under controlled conditions in your tests? And are these abilities reliable at all, or do you think they deteriorate over time? That's one question. And the other question, of course, is a question a lot of people have, and that is, was he cheating on these? Was there really no way that he could have cheated? And were you suspicious of him at the time?
Well, a lot of parts of that question. I don't know. I have no reason to believe that people lose their psychic abilities. Joe McMonagle started remote viewing with us at the end of the 1970s in the Army program, and he still seems to be doing excellently. He's a career helping people find minerals and traveling to Japan to find lost children and doing television programs. So Joe has been a highly successful remote viewer for 30 years.
Yeah. When I would Uri think, if anything, you'd get better at it.
You'd become more skillful.
Exactly.
Our friend Hella Hammond, who is a photographer, worked with us for a decade, and she certainly improved her abilities over that decade. There's more signal and less noise. Now, with regard to Uri, it's a complicated situation, as you can imagine. He came to our lab supposedly to bend metal. That did not happen at our lab. He said, I can also read people's minds. And the experiment we did quite a number of times and published in Nature magazine involved me and an artist in a shielded room, Geller outside with another researcher. The artist would choose a picture from a dictionary and draw it, and then Geller outside in the room would make a copy of the picture that the artist had drawn, and he did that excellently. There's no doubt that he could do, and we saw him do that informally and in formal experiments. So I think that Geller demonstrated, if part of the question is were we skeptical, we were very cautious. I have a background in magic, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, so I'm very cautious about not being misdirected or tricked. So I'm very confident that Geller does manifest psychic abilities and doesn't just watch the top of your pen or substitute other pictures. So he is.
So you think there's true ability there.
Geller is not the most psychic person we ever worked with, but is very, very competent. If we say he's doing remote viewing, then he's a very competent remote viewer up with the best.
Now, how about the famous experiment where he allegedly stopped the atomic clock? That's the one that really blows my mind.
Yeah, I wasn't involved with that, but I can tell you that he did not bend anything in our experience, and I sort of denigrated his ability for 10 years afterwards and said, "Yeah, Geller claims to bend stuff, but if you really keep your eye on him, then he's not able to do it." And then about 10 years later, my partner that I was working with was, we were at a spoon bending party to something that occurs in California. A metallurgist from Martin Marietta, Jack Houck, has spoon bending parties where he gets people all charged up and they can bend silverware. And my friend was the healer, and she was quite bored with all this, had seen it before, was just sort of meditating with a teaspoon in her hand, in her fist. And as we were cleaning up after nothing had happened, she screamed, big attention to getting device for a young woman. And what had happened is this teaspoon had rolled up in her hand. The bowl of the teaspoon had rolled up like a little seashell. And when, by the time we got home, it had rolled up another 90 degrees, so it was now a tight spiral, like a snail shell. And I had grabbed a similar spoon, and I have very strong hands. So I was able to bend the bowl of the spoon, but it broke. So if you bend this thing by brute force, this cheap stainless steel spoon, it can be bent, but it's very hard to do. But it doesn't bend gracefully as she had done it. So the next time we went to a spoon bending party, I chose for myself a foot-long, 3/8-inch aluminum rod, which you cannot bend by being strong. And I just meditated holding that in by the ends of the rod, sitting with my eyes shut as everybody yelled, bend, spoon, bend, and the thing bent by about 30 degrees. My experience was that it just got soft like a screen door spring.
We'll cover it more in the next segment. We have Dr. Russell Targ, author of The Reality of ESP, joining Gene and Chris and doing some spoon bending, I guess. And I do wonder if some of our listeners are even now preparing to get their spoons out, getting ready to bend them or have them bent. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.